for next year would be the Wednesday night after Purim, and then probably there'll be one or two more shiurim, and then Pesach break.
Rav Lefkin, can we please have the Pesach shiur when you talk about the Hashkafa Zohar over Pesach a little bit earlier than we had in the past?
Okay. We can do it right away then, right after Purim.
That would be more helpful.
In other words, not right after Purim, but the week after, not the week of Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
Oh, well,
even before
Rosh Chodesh. I'll come back, I'll fix up the schedule
with you. Okay. I'll remind you. Okay. I want to finish up this Sefer tonight and start at least the Inyonim of Kovod Beis HaKnesses. And Mesillas Yesharim, at least to say what he says, and then see a little bit. Okay, Mitzvah Losses Most Meiser. You're allowed to give Meiser money to organizations that provide food for poor people. So all of these, there's organizations that we deal with that you can give money to that give food packages to people here. If you donate to those organizations, we get it back. And what are those organizations? There's ones to do with the Moitza.
Yeah, Gamach and Talmud, but they earmarked for Matityahu.
Okay, so if people want to donate to that for their Meiser money, they can. Or organizations that provide clothing and shoes and clothing to poor people, or subsidies. And they, are able to do that because people donate to these organizations, even if they don't give it away free. But they sell it at a reduced amount, and it's basically made just to cover the expenses. That's considered a tzedakah, and you can give to those organizations also. Okay, if you have a journal that's being put out for a stock, an organization. They put out journals. That's how they make money. So you can put it, you can donate some Meiser money for that. Even though you get recognition for it and you get your ad in it or whatever, that really you're not paying for that. Not too many people would pay for those kind of things. So you're doing it because you are benefiting the tzedakah. Karen Hashmita, right, which we really don't have that much connection with anymore. We used to have a connection with that because we had our kerem and we had people that here that had to be paid from the Keren HaShmita. For all practical purposes, we don't have any personal benefit, but the Keren HaShmita, there were two Keren HaShmitas. There was Keren Shvius from Pai, there was Keren HaShmita from the Aguda. In past years, there were years where there were conflicts between them, and we didn't get anything from the Keren HaShmita, and therefore we said she gives the Keren HaShvius. In some years there was something made up where we did get money from the other one also. They did recognize that we're also part of this, and not only, you know, Freya farmers that want to keep Shemitah are worthy of supporting, even from people who keep Shemitah are worthy of supporting. So there is an Indian to give money. I'm sure there will be solicitations before Shemitah for Keren HaShvius and Keren HaShmitah, and you can use Meiser money for that. Organizations that research diseases to find cures for diseases that affect Goyim, Yidden, even non-Jewish organizations like Cancer Society, and they come around and ask for donations, you give Meiser to that. Because the Meiser, Jews also benefit from it, and therefore, the halacha is you can give tzedakah even to Goyim, al tzedakah shalom, and surely if Jews also benefit from it, you can use your Meiser money from it.
Is there any preference, yes or not to give that, or just
That's not high on the priority because they have plenty of people who will give even if from people don't give. But if they come, not to send them away empty-handed, the Kiddush Hashem's an Indian to give, and you can give Meiser money from it. But again, things that they go out to the secular Goyish public, most of their money doesn't come from Jews, and from organizations don't go out to the secular and goyish public, and their money does come from Jews, better to support the ones that depend on you than the ones that don't depend on you. But if it's, yeah.
What about giving items to these organizations? Like when they come from the food distribution places and they ask for food staples, cans and things, can the value of that item be
100%.
And like they collect Hechnasas Kala, sometimes they ask for like housewares.
Everything can be taken off Meisr. The value of the thing, full value that you spent on it, can be taken off. Okay. Chevra Kedisha. Okay. A Chevra Kedisha that collects money in order to be able to help poor people who can't afford a kvura, right? In the Chutzlars is more nogeya. Here, the people who can't afford the Bituach Lumi takes care of them. So Chevra Kedisha doesn't get involved in that. But in Chutzlars, there are Chevra Kedishas that do Meis Mitzvah or Aniyim, and they make funerals for free, and somebody has to pay the funeral homes. They don't do it out tzedakah. So that's legitimate tzedakah. Kiyuv Rechokim organizations. You're allowed to give nicer money for Kiyuv Rechokim. That's tzedakah too. You don't only have to help somebody physically, you can help them spiritually also. Bikur Cholim, organizations that go and visit people who are sick and bring food to the hospital for people who are visiting sick people. Here there are organizations like that. In America there are plenty of organizations. Satmar is a famous Bikur Cholim. That also you can give Maos Meiser.
The Kiyuv Rechokim. Same questions between Kiyuv Rechokim and Kiyuv Krovim.
Have what?
Kiyuv Krovim.
Kiyuv Krovim.
Same preface between them?
No, because the Kiyuv Krovim is also Rechokim. That's the ones who are Krovim that need Kiyuv are Rechokim already.
Let's say you cook for them.
You can take the money off.
Take
yeah, 100%. Even here, you do chesed for people. Tzedakah, the people need what's it called, the meals or whatever, and they're not poor people. People that you would have given money, but instead you're giving meals. You can take that money off your tzedakah for the meal, what it costs for the meals. You can even probably take off your how much gas it costs to cook it or whatever. If you really need the money. Organizations that are not Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs, or just the opposite, they are organizations that are against Torah Mitzvahs or whatever, or do things that are also, those organizations should not support. However, somebody just asked me a shaila, and it comes up a lot. There's a karate, their son needs karate, it's not from the Moshav, somebody off the Moshav asked me this. Their son needs to go to karate classes. And for their sake, it's good for the kid, whatever, discipline, whatever. And there's karate classes given in Modi'in, but a portion of the money goes to the reform movement or there, because they rent out the space for the karate class. So they wanted to know if they could go to the karate class because a portion of the money goes to this reform place, that whatever. We had the same shaila in Miami years ago. We wanted to rent space from a conservative temple for a day school. And the money of the rent would go to the conservative temple, obviously, and promote their whatever they use their money for. So my Rashiva Gifter said that it's 100% okay. You're not supporting them. They're providing a service, and you're paying for the service. Right? He said that Yankee Stadium is owned by the Catholic Church. There's no issur to go to a Yankees game. Maybe here in Eretz Israel, it would be different issur to go to a Yankees game. But America's not that kind. And just the fact that you're paying admission and part of it goes to the Catholic Church, you're not supporting the Catholic Church. They happen to be in business. Right? You go to a business where it's owned by Goyim, that they use some of the money to pay their church dues, you can still use that business.
And what happens, like, I know that in some places you'll see, you know, a portion of the proceeds for this goes to such and such an organization.
Yeah, that may be tzedakah. That's not. That's a different story.
No, but I'm saying, let's say the karate class, right? The instructor says a portion of my profit goes to this reform, not just I'm paying the rent.
Yeah, that's a different thing. Then you're supporting them, and they're not providing a service for you.
Right. So would that be a problem? I mean, really, he's supporting them. You're paying him the going rate, and he's just letting you know where he gives his miser.
Yeah, that could be less of a problem, except here it's more organized. In other words, you know that a portion of what you're giving is going to that. It could be a problem.
Okay.
But usually it's not like that. He in this situation, he was just renting the place, so part of the money went for the rent. That's all. That's not a problem. Okay, but you can give money towards an organization that benefits from people, non-from people, or whatever. Obviously, what's it called? That's also considered a tzedakah. Okay.
Can I just ask one question? You said before you're allowed to give to a Gaisha organization, right?
Right.
So we're saying it's better to give to a Gaisha organization than to give money that will end up with non-from Jews? In other words, not from Bakirov, but let's say we'll go to the reform movement.
Yeah, better to give to a Goyisha thing than to support something like that. Because Goyim give al Darkei Shalom. But here's no need of Darkei Shalom by... Okay, that finishes the portions of the book that I wanted to go through. So we're finished with Maisik Sofin. The question is, what are we going to do now for the next halacha, besides Pesach? But the next thing I think will be probably Pesach. But after Pesach, we'll have to have a new topic. So if anybody has any ideas...
Shemitah?
Yeah. Ah, yeah, I forgot about that. Shemitah. We got to do Shemitah. People are not up on the laws of Shemitah since 7 years since we did it. I guess we're going to have to go through Shemitah again. We have no choice. Okay.
Enthusiastic.
That was enthusiastic. That'll take a whole 6 months?
That's going to take a while.
Yeah. Could be worse.
And we got to do it before Shemitah starts. Okay.
It could be worse. Mashiach will come. Yeah.
Now, we really have to do Shemitah.
Then you still have to do Shemitah, though.
You have to do
Yoga.
I'll do it.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, I don't know why I forgot about that. But
some smaller possibilities maybe to break up in between there.
What?
Some smaller possibilities maybe discussing more modern issues.
We'll see. Well, let's finish Shemitah first and make sure that we covered it. And we're going to have to make sure that the shiur becomes expanded, because a lot of people here have no idea what Shemitah is, especially new people that came, not the Israelis, but, and even the Israelis, what the minhag is here. What we do here in Yerushalayim is completely different. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to...
How is it going to happen?
How is it going to happen? I don't know. Maybe we'll get electric prods.
In addition to widely publishing it, if you remind me when you come back from Butzaris, I'll ask the Rav to announce on Friday night when people are in shul that they should come to the shiur.
Yeah, okay, but that's not going to help. Most people have to need an announcement that they should be up to listen to the announcement in this drasha. I don't know when I'm going to announce that. So,
well, you'll find the thing.
Okay. I just want to announce Taka something now, which I would have announced that I've been here. I'm leaving tomorrow for Chutz Laaretz, but they're having this Kenes Atzeres Tefila on Sunday, hoping that a million people will be there. Even if there's not a million people, but since Mamish, all the Gedolim, Sfardim, Ashkenazim, Hasidim, everybody said to come, and it's basically not a Hafgana, it's an Atzeres Tefila, the Mispalo, that all these Xeris that come up, cropping up one after the other against the Frum community, mainly by Mr. Lapid and his thugs over there, Right? Every day is some other new thing, and people, I don't know if it really hits us as hard as it hits, I guess Kitzvat Yeladim hits people here too, but it hits the Frum community all over Eretz Yisrael, and not only the Parnassa things, but the things against yeshivas, and everybody's going to suffer from all of that, because yeshivas aren't going to have money. They're going to have to come to parents for tuitions or whatever, bigger tuitions. It's really, and the intention behind it all basically is to weaken Torah. It's not because, you know, the army needs yeshiva guys in it or whatever, because the army people say they don't want these people here. It's all really because of a sina for Frum Jews. And it's not just against Haredim. Now they're going after the Hesder people too. It's eventually be the Mitnachlim. Eventually it's going to happen with the giving up land and giving up Yishuvim. It's just across the board. So what we can do is daven. And the fact that people see that a lot of people are there, and even they heard that the Dati Lumi community is interested in being part of this Atzeret too, because it should show that every Frum person, right, is concerned about Frumkeit here in Eretz Yisrael.
A lot of Chavrei Knesset announced this morning that if their movement votes to pass this law about putting Frum people in jail instead of go to the army, they'll go against the movement and they'll vote against it. They're not willing to do that.
Okay, so Baruch Hashem. So, but it's good that
are the Hesder Rosh Yeshiva lending their names?
I think so, but I'm not sure. But what I heard, yes. That the people who are representing the Dati Lumi community, not Bennett, but the ones who
the Rabbanim,
right? I didn't hear Rabbanim's names, but I heard politicians' names. That what's it called? That are behind it, and they say the Bayit Yehudi is behind it, and they want to send what's it called? I think the Rabbanim probably are behind it too. The Rabbanim have come out that they're against this whole thing. They don't know how this movement okays it, so I would imagine that they're going to be part of it too. It would be very big Kiddush Hashem if everybody was part of it. So in any case, whatever, but people here must go. Whatever, unless you have a reason why you can't, you lose your job or something, you should be there. It's not kedai if the whole Klal Yisrael is going somewhere. Not kedai to be. I would be there myself if I was here, but, and I understand it's having things in America, they probably have something in England also. So, but everybody, and you can say over my name, that Chavre is like, that people should be something to be. Hopefully it's going to be controlled, it won't be a Hafgana, nobody's going to be burning garbage cans, hopefully, even though it's going to be in Yerushalayim by Binyanei HaUmah, by outside Binyanei HaUmah. Sorry, Israel.
Right.
There'll be a place by Rehov Yafo for women and Meper for men, whatever.
Is it a Rav? Can you announce it again on Shabbos?
Yeah, Rav Aaron's going to announce it. But I wanted to make sure that people heard it from me directly, that you really must go. Okay. I usually don't come out to these to go bichlal. But this is a different thing. This is similar. 2 years ago against the Bagats, there was also, and it was very misunder, not a hafkana, mamish,
is it also against Aseret, Asiras Kishamim that year?
Yeah, the same thing.
Yes, and Sarim.
Okay. The thing Halabai, that will happen again. What?
It spills into the streets, and the roads become closed, it can turn ugly. I mean, there's so many people. And, you know, that's
it's
not guaranteed that it can be, remain contained.
No, it'll be over a lot of streets. Hopefully contained, it'll be that people don't get out of hand. There's going to be plenty of people making sure that the youngsters, right, who are just looking for a good time, aren't going to start doing things, or the Turi Karta people, whoever, who would like to turn this into something fun. Or whatever, don't do what they can do. There's going to be for every kid from 9 years old and up from every school is going to be there.
I like the hope that if 600,000 people came for Rabbi Yosef Zatzal's funeral, that
would be Rabbi Yosef was even more.
Right. That a million people could come to save Torah.
Right. It looks like there could be close to a million people. If all the schools, all the Beis Yaakovs, all the yeshivas are coming, that in itself is plenty of people. And not only that, people might show up, not that y'all also would be there, so I'm surely going to swell the numbers.
It will be published.
Okay, so Rav Aaron will announce it, and there's buses. I don't suggest you go by car. I suggest you go by bus. The bus is going to let people off at the beginning of their thing and be walking to whatever. There's supposed to be 6,000 buses that are conditioned for this all from all over the country. So it's kedai to be there.
What time is it supposed to start?
4 o'clock, I think.
It's kedai to get there about 1. The buses didn't get stuck on the highway like they did last time, but you know.
Right. I would bring a few reading material, novels, swarm to and some rations till we get home, like 3-4 days
later. Go to the bathroom before you get home. Practical suggestions.
Okay.